Proclamation number 8742 of 2nd of February, 1964. Strong pillar of the church founded by God. I will give you the strength to stand up for me and my kingdom with conviction when you are called to account and have to justify yourselves to people who attack you. Then you need not think about what you should say, for I will put the words into your mouth and they will be of convincing strength. And even though people will attack you, they will nevertheless also be forced to think about what you say, and again it only depends on the will whether they allow themselves to be inwardly convinced or reject the thoughts, for which responsibility will also be demanded of them one day. Who takes up the fight against the enemy, by whose side I will fight myself and always prevent that he takes damage bodily and spiritually, because my hand truly reaches far, and it can push everything away from you. But that the fight will flare up against all believers, against mine, who loyally hold to me, is certain, because it will bring the last separation. Because it is still the last opportunity for the weak in faith, who can fetch power and strength that your faith and still can change over into the camp of mine. Because obviously my work will be recognizable in you. I will guide you through all adversities, I will shield you from the adversary and his vassals, for until the end you must still be strong pillars of faith for me, pillars of my church, which I myself founded on earth. Until the end you must bear witness to a living faith and an intimate bond with me, which will also have an external effect, so that no earthly adversity will touch my own, for I myself will sustain them, and often in a supernatural way. For truly everything is possible for me. Who let the whole of creation come into being, he will also be able to preserve his own when their fellow human beings will deprive them of everything and they cannot resist human force. Then my power and strength and my love will become obvious, which turns everything to you what you need. For it will only take a short time until I myself put an end to my adversary's shameful goings-on. Until I give all those their deserved reward who work for my adversary and do not shy away from any shameful act. And you will also have to openly make a confession for me in my name, and then you are not allowed to become weak or be afraid, because I give you the power to resist, so that you confess me with joy before the world, because you are completely filled with my spirit and now speak with fullest conviction on my behalf. Before this time does not approach you, the end is also not yet there, but the faith struggle will conclude with that end. Because I myself will come to rescue mine out of great trouble, because no measures are too shameful for my opponent to dethrone me myself out of the hearts of men. And that is why I myself put a stop to him. I will come in the clouds and fetch my own into a kingdom of peace and bliss. I will not prevent men from all kinds of experiments whereby they endanger the existence of earth. I myself will let them feel the consequence. Either still call them off shortly before the end, which is still to be regarded as a special favor I bestow on those who have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary, or as members of my adversary put them in fetters with him so that they are banished anew in the creations of earth and therefore can no longer cause any harm among the inhabitants of the new earth, and these will therefore live a life in peace and bliss as reward for the loyalty which they have kept to me until the end of this earth. You will not yet be able to imagine the disaster by which the earth will be affected by the last faith struggle, but it will irrevocably take place. It is after all the last most shameful work of my adversary, which he still wants to carry out in the belief to dethrone me completely and to be able to assert himself. And this plan also seals his fate. After all, his open fight against me is expressed by it, out of which I will emerge as victor, by me taking all power from him for a long time, and through this also men on the new earth are safe from his work, and a return to me is possible to a great extent, because men have already taken their past test of will on this earth, and also the still following generations will alive in love and in living faith in me, so that I myself can dwell among them for all their happiness. And with this prospect of the peaceful and joyful life on the new earth, you are also to approach the time of the faith struggle armed. You are to know that the power will be at your disposal, which you need for resistance and passing of the faith struggle, and you are to always just be prepared to serve me, to help fellow men to a strong faith and to supply truth to all, which they willingly accept from you. You are to serve me until the end, so that anyone who allows himself to be saved and returns to me before the end comes will still be saved. Amen.